Share Care, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents Share Care Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria. I'm here with pediatrician, best-selling author, ShareCare Advisory Board member, and founder of Calabasas Pediatrics, Dr. Tanya Reamer-Altman. Dr. Tanya's here today to discuss a really timely topic as we head into the hottest part of the year, and that's heat safety for our kids. Dr. Tanya, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
I want to just dive right in. It's really, really hot out right now, especially in Atlanta where we are and probably in LA where you are. You know, besides skin protection, what are some additional precautions parents should take when their kids are going to be outside?
So yesterday it was 104 degrees. That's what the thermometer read on my car out here where I live in Southern California. And we had cousins visiting, and so my boys were planning on spending the entire day outside playing. And so heat was something that I was concerned about. And so in addition to skin protection, you really want to make sure that your kids don't get overheated. So you have plenty of water around for them. You dress them in light clothing. There's shade that they can access, and that you're really just keeping an eye on them and making sure that they're taking frequent water breaks and frequent breaks to come inside and cool off.
Yeah, I imagine kids in general, like, they get caught up in playing and they may not be paying attention to the fact that they're getting too hot. So the onus is upon all of us to keep an eye on them.
Exactly. Your kids aren't going to tell you. I mean, they will play outside in really hot weather, and they might not feel thirsty when they do need more water. They're just going to be so into what they're doing that it's really up to the parents to keep an eye on them and know what you need to do to help prevent things like dehydration, heat exhaustion, and really keep your kids cool and safe when they're playing outside during the summer.
Okay, so for dehydration, should a parent monitor whether their child is drinking water and how much?
So that's a great question, and you want to make sure that your child has free access to water. And before they're going to be going outside, you want to make sure that they drink a glass of water. So let's say 8 ounces before they go outside to play in the hot weather outside. And then every 20 to 30 minutes, really remind them to come inside, come into the shade, and drink another glass of water. So every child is different. It really depends upon their size and their age. But in general, a child that's 5 to 8 years old needs about 5 glasses of fluids a day. So water, let's say, and you can also have some milk, which would be very healthy. And as they get older, it's even more. So 8 to 10 glasses for a teenager. And that's in normal climate. So once the weather gets hot out there, you really need about 50% more than that. And that's quite a bit of fluids for kids to drink, especially on their own. So you want to keep reminding them. So things that I like to do is pack frozen water bottles for them to take with them if they're going to the park. That way they'll thaw out and be cold. Just tons of fluids to have there. If there's a drinking fountain, you can refill those water bottles. And also some of those cool towels that you can sort of stick into ice water and then chill out to put around their neck and their head, especially if they're playing at a sporting event like a soccer game. When the kids come to sit out, that's when you want to cool them down. So mist them, put a cool rag on their neck, and then just have them pound those fluids.
I like that. So they're taking both a drinking break and a cooling down break. Now, a lot of people look at, water versus some of the electrolyte sports drinks. What's your opinion on those? Do you like to mix them up, especially if it's really hot? You don't want your child to drink only water?
So generally, water is the best thing for your kids to drink when they are playing sports. Now, if it's extremely hot outside and you have a child that's playing very vigorous activity for more than an hour, like let's say they're doing club soccer or they're in football gear where they're totally covered, then some of those electrolyte replacement drinks and sports beverages may be a good idea, but you really want to limit them because they often have a lot of extra sugar that your kids don't need. So in general, stick with water, but if it's extremely hot and they're really playing hard, then you can allow them to have one sports beverage or electrolyte drink as well. And
okay,
they often
good.
Love that because it's a little bit of a treat. And
yes.
I find that just having that flavor makes them go out there and play harder.
There you go. Gives them the extra kick to go on out. Now, what are some signs of dehydration parents can look for? Maybe their child isn't coming in as often as you're advising. And, what are some symptoms they need to be watching for?
Well, for young ones, let's say you have an infant or a toddler out at the park and you're running around, on a hot summer day. If they're having fewer wet diapers, if they're starting to act kind of lethargic, fussy, cranky, that might be a sign that a baby or toddler is getting a little dehydrated. For older kids, again, if they're not urinating frequently, if they start looking really flushed, really tired, if they're having any leg cramps, You know, muscle cramps can often also be a early sign of heat exhaustion in kids. Mm-hmm. Obviously, headache, and then things that are more severe, like if they're, you know, feeling like they're going to faint or pass out or just really not looking well, then you want to make sure you get them inside into the shade, you strip them down, you cool them off with cool cloth, pour water on them, and just really try to act quickly, because the kids can very quickly progress from dehydration to heat exhaustion to even something more severe, such as, you know, heat stroke, which mm-hmm. can be very severe, and we really don't want to see that.
Yeah, that's a really great point, and which we end up seeing in the ER. It's really scary. And I like those points you made, some really great ways to cool them down that, you know, we do in the ER, they do in the ambulances, people can do at home, like those cold cloths on their neck and the groin and underarms, or just spraying them with water and sitting them in front of a fan so it just all evaporates off and cools them down really quickly.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the questions that parents often ask me in the office is, what temperature is too hot for my kids to be outside? Because mm-hmm. you'll know during the summer, some of the summer programs and sports, they will cancel practice if the thermometer reads a certain number, like let's say 100 or 102. And, you know, it's hard to set a specific number because it really has to do with the heat index, which is a combination of the temperature outside and the humidity. So although I sort of like to use 100 degrees as a gauge, like, okay, sporting practices should be canceled and kids should stay inside at camp, it's not always the case. And it also depends on the child. If you have a teenager who is, let's say, in amazing shape and they're really healthy and really well hydrated, they can play soccer in 100-degree weather. Where if you have a football player who, let's say, just got over a stomach bug, so they were throwing up and having diarrhea the week before, they're already a little bit fluid-deprived, and they have all that hot gear on them, and maybe they're not in quite good a shape, they might have to sit out at a lower temperature. So you can't really make a blanket thermometer rule. Mm-hmm. But in general, I usually say over 100 degrees, you know, try to keep the kids inside in the shade and make sure they have plenty of fluid.
Okay, so you made some really great points there. So there's the temperature, there's the heat index, but then it's looking at your child. You know, how are they doing? Are they feeling okay? You know, what's their base level of activity? And then are they going to have a ton of equipment on them or not? So a lot of different factors go into it.
Yes, and it's also important to remember that when your kids are swimming, they also still need to drink fluids, because they are still perspiring, sweating, you know, it's hot outside, and even though they're in the water, they often forget to drink fluids. When they're running around on the soccer field, it's often easier for parents to say, here, come on, drink this cup of water. So when they're swimming, it's also important to make sure they're getting enough fluids.
That is a really great point. I had not thought of that, but swimming, you're right. They need to keep track of that too. Now, you know, we both have little babies right now, and they're especially susceptible to the heat. What do you tell people is how much exposure is too much for an infant?
Well, when you have an infant, you also want to make sure that they're drinking extra fluids. And often with the little babies, we don't really want to give them plain water. Over 6 months of age, it is okay to give them some water to drink. But when they're very little, you're just going to be nursing them more frequently or giving them more formula if they're formula feeding, and really trying to keep them in the shade. So make sure your stroller has a stroller shade on it. Maybe you need a little portable fan with you. You need to seek shade. You need to try to keep them inside. So just plan ahead and don't plan on being outside all day during the summer with them, because it's just too hot and it may not be safe.
Really great to know. And just really be cognizant, because those little bodies just can't handle that so much. All right. Any other tips for us, Dr. Tanya, in our last 45 seconds?
I think you wanted to ask me about insect repellent. And so the best thing for kids is really to keep them covered in lightweight, loose clothing. Use the repellent sparingly, less than 30% DEET or picaridin. I like to spray it or put it on their clothing instead of on their skin. Make sure you're outside so they're not inhaling it. And then wash it off at night when they don't need it on their skin anymore.
Perfect. So even DEET, you don't spray it on their skin, but you put it on their clothing?
I prefer to always put it on the clothing and only on the skin when absolutely necessary, and then wash it off when you no longer need it.
Okay, as soon as they come inside. And you say less than 30% DEET in kids.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Tanya. Remember, everyone, you can find more kid-related health information from Dr. Tanya at her website, drtanya.com. On Facebook is Dr. Tanya Reamer Altman, and Twitter is at Dr. Mommy Calls. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.